Jesus, the name that is above every name. And Father, we're so thankful for this day. Lord, as we're thankful for every day, because every day with you, Lord, is just sweeter than the day before. Father, we just praise you. We love you. We're excited about what you have for us today. We have come with the soil of our hearts prepared and ready to receive from you. Lord God, just have your way. We just thank you and praise you. We commit ourselves to you, Father. We open our eyes and our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, good morning, everybody. And we ask the Lord to open our eyes this morning that we would see his glory in this house today, for truly the presence of the Lord is here. And we ask the Lord to unstop our hearts for anything that would interfere today with the praise that we have. It's from grateful hearts and thankful hearts that we lift up a praise to him this morning. Yes. For all of our praise is unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know anybody that can have a negative thought and be happy. So I don't know anybody that can lift up the praise to a good God and not understand that he is great. His mercies for us this morning was so new. And we walk in his grace this morning. Amen. Amen. Every praise this morning is to our God. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Every praise
shout of praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We clap our hands because he's worthy of the praise. We lift our voices victorious, saying hallelujah and glory to your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning that no matter what the circumstances look like, no matter what it looks like, God is in control. If yes, God said he'll do it, he will. And that's what we stand on. No matter what, we are not forgotten. We are representing the kingdom of God this morning. We are not forgotten. He knows our name. And it's not for the purpose of saying, God knows my name. It's for the purpose that his glory will be fulfilled in this earth. That his presence will draw people unto him through us. Hallelujah. If you can use anybody, Lord, use us this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that he does know our name this morning. He knew we were going to be here this morning. He had a plan for this day, and it's to lift up a praise. Hallelujah. So, because see, we hear songs like, when the blessings go up, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. That's wonderful and it's sweet, but in the Bible it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And seeking the kingdom of God, he says, there is no, not for meat or drink, but the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and the Holy Ghost. And I'll take all of those over any of the other things that will come down, because he's already made a way for us this morning. He's asking us this morning, come into this house. Lift your hands in praise if you mean it. Hallelujah. If you have a thankful heart this morning, lift your hands in praise if you mean it. And give God all the glory. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We may look around and we may see empty seats, but God sees available seats. Seats that are open for the souls that are going to come into this house and sit and lift their hands because they mean it, because God is a good God. Hallelujah. He's asking us today, give yourself unto me. Hallelujah. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Hallelujah. And the devil has to flee. Hallelujah. We give ourselves to you this morning. We lift our hands because we mean it, Lord. From grateful hearts, we offer our praise to you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Unto you, Lord, and you alone, is you deserve our praise. Only you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's only and truly in that place of submission, that place of truth from your heart. See, this life isn't ours. What would we do with it? What could we do with it? But God knows. He has a plan. He has a purpose for each and every life in this house today. He has a purpose. Hallelujah. If we will, with that same desire, that same purpose, that same intentional purpose, to go before the Lord today and say, Lord, here I am. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to lay down this life for you. And you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We want to pray for Sharon Moser. That's Charlotte's mother. She had a massive stroke last week, Charlotte? It was last week. I can't remember the exact day when she had that. She had a massive stroke, and basically what the doctors are saying is that they need to go ahead and pull the plug because she will not survive other than like a vegetable. And so how many of you know God's bigger than all that? He can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, all that we can think. And how many of you know that he's still in the healing business, the delivering business? He knows how to do it all, and he paid the price for it. So it's up to us to reach out and get an agreement. Let's get an agreement with Charlotte, and let's just believe the Lord to do what needs to be done. Father, we praise you. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue. You paid a full price when you took stripes upon your body that we might be healed in our bodies. Lord, you didn't do that just for those that would be born again. You did that for the world. The whole world has the right to healing. The whole world has the right to salvation. The whole world has the right to deliverance. All they have to do is accept what you did. Lord, you said if any tool on the earth will agree as touching anything that they ask it to be done of our Father which is in heaven. Lord, if it's Sharon's time to leave for the worthless life, you are the one that has the final say so. But Lord, if it's not time, then Lord, we ask that you supernaturally intervene and do what needs to be done to bring back her body to normal operation and function. Lord, we thank you for that. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We commit her into your care, into your hands. The doctors have already said we've done everything that we know to do. But Lord, you can do above and beyond that. So Lord, we're looking to you, the author, the finisher of our faith. You're also the healer and the deliverer. Through Jesus Christ, so we give you praise, we give you honor and glory, and we just say yes and amen to your word. We believe it, we receive accordingly, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, and everybody said amen and amen. Just say amen. There's a lot of our families not here this morning. Obviously, they've gone places. We know of several that have gone. And they're on their way back. Also, while we're praying, we might as well go ahead and pray for Tiffany and for Judy and Patrick who are coming for the anniversary time that we are having here. But I was telling Diane this morning, wouldn't you know it? You know, West Texas, or actually the Panhandle where they're at, they're having a blizzard this morning. They're having 5 to 8 inches of snow. And when you have a blizzard in the Panhandle of Texas, I want you to know there is nothing to stop the snow because there's no huge trees, there's no mountains, there's none of that kind of stuff in West Texas. So when it blows, and it makes big mounds. You'll have them 6-8 feet high. And so that's what's happening today. The time that they're actually leaving. So we'll just get an agreement for that as well. Travel nurses and those that are returning back. Father, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control of everything. Lord, even the circumstances and situations concerning trial. You said that angels are in garrison around about us to protect us in all of our going. So we ask for travel mercies for those that are making their journeys back, Lord, to this area, also for those that would be leaving this area and making their travels back. Lord, we just ask for your plan and your mercy to be upon each one of those lives. We also pray for Patrick and Judy and for Tiffany as they board their planes, one on Tuesday, the other one on Wednesday, that, Lord, that they'd have safe passageway, that there would be no complications, no problems. Weather would be beneficial for flying and everything else at the place where they are leaving from, and the place that they have a destination for. Lord, that there would be easy access. And so, Lord, we just give you praise for it. We give you honor. We give you glory. We put in all of these things and all of these families in the care of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, get out of your seats. Go shake somebody's hand. Tell them that you're glad that they're here this morning. Amen. You can find your seats if you would, please. Says, bring you all the tithe into the storehouse. He says that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not pour you out, I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time. In the field, saith the Lord of hosts, in all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land or a people.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen. The Lord's made promise of provision.
God, we know you're
just
going to
believe God. Amen.
And we give you the glory and honor and the praise.
You know where the offering envelopes are? And let's just take our tithes. Let's take our offering.
We lift our hands to the Lord.
Let's ask your blessings upon our giving today, Father.
We lift our hands to give
Lord, you know what every need is represented in the house here. You also know what is needed and necessary in each and every one's life. We ask in Jesus' name now, Lord, that you would bless the gift. You would bless the givers abundantly above all they can possibly ask. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Come bring it to
us.
If you would please, like to read the favored declarations. It says, I declare that God positioned me for favor through the cross. I declare that God has claimed me as his child. I declare that favor is a gift from my Father. I declare that as a child, I have favor. I declare, therefore, I have the favor of God to overcome any obstacles or difficulty. I have the favor of God to break through. I have the favor of God to take my enemies captive. I have the favor of God to resist the enemy and make him flee. I have the favor of God that breaks the yoke of oppression over my life. I have the favor of God to take vengeance on the enemy. I have the favor of God to step into my identity and destiny. I have the favor of God to challenge my circumstances. I have the favor of God in my passion, relationship with Him, on my finances, on my health, on my business, on my place of work, on my children, and on the prodigals. We as the community of believers and all those in my household live in a lifestyle of ongoing, never-ending unprecedented, unparalleled, and ever-increasing favor. Amen? Can you say hallelujah and amen to it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Then on the inside, the insert, the red one says, Pastor Phil and I would like to thank you for the card and the generous love gift you gave us for Christmas. It was such a sweet expression of love to us. We also appreciate your sacrificial giving that you do for us all year long in the pastor's investment and the way that you give your talents and your time to service to the Lord at Reigning Love Church. We pray the Lord's richest blessings on each of you and your family. Amen. And then next week, mark it down on your calendar. Bert and Carolyn Farias are going to be with us to minister to us at the 10 a.m. service. And then right after the 10 a.m. service, the Spanish church is going to be here. They have a special event going on. We don't know exactly how long they're going to be, but at 6:30, Bert and Carolyn Farias are going to meet with those of you that are really interested in bearing down in a time of prayer and really interceding and believing God in behalf not only of your own personal lives and your families, but also for the church's families and in what's going on here at Reigning Love Church. I want you to know this much. Prayer is what changes everything. The more we pray, the more we intercede, the more we get involved, the more we really access the throne of God and begin to shake the altars of Almighty God itself and claim His word and stand on His promises and provision, He'll bring it to pass. All He's looking for us to do is to hook up with Him. How many of you know He already has an accomplished work? All He needs is participation. He just needs people to hook up with the participation of what it is that His word has already said. I want you to know this. Brother Lazar had been ministering in the Bible study as well as on Wednesday night here. He had been ministering on the kingdom of God, the importance of the kingdom of God and being in the kingdom. Now, you live in a country. This country that we live in is a democracy. Everybody say democracy. There is a big difference between a democracy and kingdom business, where there is a king that reigns and rules. How many of you know when you have a king, you are his subjects, and you become subject to the king, and whatever the king says goes. How many of you know that we live in a kingdom? We live in the kingdom of God. He delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the what? The kingdom of His dear Son. We live in a kingdom. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but it's righteousness, it is peace, and it is joy in the Holy Ghost. So when we hook up with the King of the kingdom, then we get His blessings. The Bible says, seek first the what? The what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all of these other things would be added unto us. Now listen, you have been trained in Western culture thinking that you kind of control everything. And the truth of the matter is, in the kingdom of God, you don't. Thank you for all the amens and hallelujahs. We have a king. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. He came to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess to that kingship, to that lordship. So I'm saying all that to you to say this, that everything that the Lord has told us to do in the kingdom of God has kingdom benefits. What the king has established and what he has set up is for your good. It's not for your detriment, it's for your good. How many of you know he's not looking to take you out? He's looking to take you higher. He wants to take you up, he wants to take you higher. But how many of you know that one of the things that we need to do is we need to take time and we need to spend time in prayer? Which brings me to next Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, we are not having a quote-unquote watch night service on the 31st because of various reasons. But we're not going to have it that time, but we're going to have it on Wednesday night. Wednesday night service is going to be like our watch night service. We're not going to be here till midnight, so please don't start worrying about that. Okay? We're going to be here till 11:59. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's going to be our regular service. We're going to be considerate of our time and everything else. But we're going to take that service and use it to pray in our new year. So we want to take that time. We want to worship. We're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to worship him. We're going to magnify him with praise and adoration. And then we're going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Then we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God. Then we're going to take communion, candlelight communion, like we did on this past Thursday evening, which was a wonderful time. Those of you that did not come, you missed a really special time. I'm telling you, I will say this much. We had more people from other churches than we did our own church. Really shouldn't be like that. But that's the way it was, and we had really a good time. It was a wonderful time in the Lord. But so is this coming Wednesday. And I know that you're busy and everything else, but please set aside a little time and come. It's 7 o'clock. We're going to get started right on time. We're going to finish in the appropriate time that's necessary because some of you have to go to work the next day. We understand all of that, but we want to take care of business concerning that issue. And then I want you to come Sunday morning for sure to hear Brother Bert. Now, how many of you know that the last Sunday of the year, which is today, is very important. Also, the first Sunday of the new year is very important. This morning, we're going to hear from Jason Bushy, who is going to minister to us and encourage us and challenge us. I mean, he's gotten his life really on target. God's really beginning to use him, ministering in and through him, touching people's lives, reaching out, and everything else. And so I'm encouraging you this morning to open up your hearts, hear your ears, and listen to what's being said. And he may step on some toes. So everybody wore their steel-toed boots, right? And he may not. He'll do it with love and compassion and everything else, or I'll get him at home. No, he'll do a great job. But then the first Sunday of the month with Bert coming, You know, he's carrying a real message. He has a real call upon his life and Carolyn as well. And then they're having the workshop at 6:30 concerning prayer. That's one of their main focuses in their ministry. He just wrote a book on prayer. And we encourage you to get that book. We have some of those available here. And get that book and read it. We also encourage you to be here that Sunday and bring others with you to hear what he has to say and what he's going to challenge us with. You know, I call him Fiery Bert. And I've told Bert Ferris, listen, I'm going to be real honest with you. His message and his delivery has not always been popular in churches. He's received a lot of ridicule because of the way that he presents the gospel. Listen, there is no mixing with what it is that he brings. He brings it very very forcefully underneath an anointing and everything else. But the truth of the matter is, it's good. It's good. I told him, the day that you stop preaching like that, that's the day I stop having you. Do not change because of the people. You preach your heart, and you share what it is that's on your heart. And how many of you know he recently was on television? And there's no telling what kind of doors have opened up because of that. He'll share with you. He and Carolyn both will share with you. It'll be a wonderful thing that he'll share with you. But I am really encouraging you to be here next Sunday. Be here early. Be prepared and ready to receive what God's got. That's the beginning of our year for Reigning Love Church as far as our first service on Sunday. So come and be prepared for that and everything else. And then attend the workshop at 6:30. Now, the workshop may not be in the sanctuary. It may be downstairs because of the Spanish church. If they're still here having their missions outreach and everything else, then we'll have to go downstairs or upstairs in the conference room, how many people show up. If the sanctuary is open, then we'll just have it in the sanctuary. That's not a problem. But we just want you to be prepared. I'm just encouraging you to come and to be a part of that very special time. We have several guests that will be coming in. Bernadette and Krista will be with us for Sunday morning service and everything else. So, what did I say, Krista? It's Chris. Chris, yeah, Christine. It is Krista. Isn't that what I said? Chrissy. Everybody calls her Chrissy. But she will be here as well with her mom. And so we're looking for a very special time with that. Judy and Patrick will be with us. Paul and Renee will be with us. Tiffany will be with us, of course. And I don't know who else is going to get to stay behind and be a part of that special time. But we've asked Fiery Bert to deliver the message for our first Sunday to stir us up and get us really on fire and really hooking up with what's going to be shared with you this morning, as well as what will be shared with you next week and then Sunday afternoon at 6:30. So praise God. Amen. Let's have our teachers, if you would please, go ahead and be dismissed to your classes. The teens are staying in here this morning. So please, all teens, stay right here. The children, small children, you're dismissed to your classes this morning. Rest of you that are remaining in the sanctuary, go ahead and stand to your feet. Let's give honor and respect to the gift that's in the house. Give Brother Jason a really good hand as he comes to share with you this morning.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Thank God for my voice. Hallelujah. Devil's a liar. I believe God gave me a word that just lines up with what he's doing. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I just pray, Lord God, myself to you. Have your way today, Father. I pray, Father God, that people's hearts, they are indeed open and ready to receive your word, Father God, for what it is you're doing in this body, Lord. Let's thank you for your revelation, Lord. And I thank you that we hearken, we listen and obey to your word. Have your way, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are awesome. Jesus. I thank God for the ability to pray. It's a privilege we have in this new covenant. There's nothing blocking us. The veil has been torn down. We have such a privilege, and yet I believe after we checked the statistic, the average Christian in America prays less than 8 minutes a day. 8 minutes a day. that we wonder why we don't see the power of God in our country, in our schools. So yet again, I'm going to be speaking on prayer. And I pray people will receive this and pray and learn how to pray. You know, last time I spoke, I felt led to go to Ephesians to teach people how to pray the word of God and implement their name. And then after the service, Pastor Dana brought up a paper that somebody slid underneath the office door from Jeff Tadlock. And in it, he said, you know, pastors, teach your congregation how to pray the word. Most people you say that, you know, most people you talk to that talk about prayer, you know, they a lot of them that I talk to don't really have revelation of the authority God has given us. That's why we need to know the word. We have to pray the word of God. Open up to Mark chapter 11. We're going to start at verse 23. This may sound familiar. The scripture was given to you last week by Pastor Diane. And God has been speaking to me a lot about moving mountains. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. That's the word of God. What we need to do is make it personal to us. It says right there, whatsoever things ye desire. Who's ye? It's you. It's me. We got to make it personal. When we pray, I'm speaking to myself right now, Father God, your word declares that whatever things Jason Bushy desires when he prays and believes that I receive them, I shall have them. So I stand on your word declaring that this mountain, my voice be removed in the name of Jesus. Now I can speak. The devil's a liar and the Father lies. You died for my healings, Lord, so this mountain is removed in the name of Jesus. That is how you pray the word of God. That is the authority that is given to us. And I stand on the word of God. The devil's a liar. We need to make it personal. Every time we're in the Word, we should be praying, Holy Ghost, show me how this reflects to me personally. How do I utilize the Word? Everything, you know, that God does in our Christian walk has to do with faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But how does faith come? By hearing and hearing by the Word of God. How do we hear the Word of God? First of all, by opening the Bible, getting in the Word, digging deep and saying, Holy Spirit, teach me. I want to know. Holy Spirit, make me a student of the Word. Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. I want to be your student in prayer, student in the Word, student in worship, student in the Spirit. Holy Ghost, I want to move in the spiritual giftings. But how can we move in the spiritual giftings if we don't have the revelation on what they are? If we don't even know how to pray, if we don't pray in the natural, but less than 8 minutes a day, how do we expect God to use us in the fullness? Let's go to Ephesians. Chapter 6. You guys with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 18. You get an amen when you're there. Amen. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It says, praying always. What does always mean? It means continual, nonstop, always. It doesn't stop. It doesn't end. You know, a lot of times we need to speak that over ourselves too. You know, I, Jason Bushy, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We need to speak the word over ourselves. We know who we are in Christ Jesus. Speaking the word over ourselves, that's also prayer. A lot of times, like last time I showed you guys how to get in the word and apply other people's names in it. You can do that with this also, you know. I pray for Sister Connie that she prays always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watches thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen? What is perseverance? Amen. Well, the actual definition is a noun. It's steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. It's not going to come easy. The devil is going to try to stop you from praying. That's what he wants to do. He wants to hinder your life through busyness of work, through family, through friends, through television, through music. You know, we're called to be set apart from the world. Be holy as he is holy. A life without compromise. And too often we watch things that aren't pleasing to God and listen to things that aren't pleasing to God and get involved in conversations that aren't pleasing to God. We need to say, Holy Spirit, convict me of these things and give me the strength to change. And when you get your life in order and these distractions draw to your life and you start to pray, you will see God move in your life like you've never imagined. Most Christians don't even know why they were created. You ask them why you were created. Oh, to please God. Yeah, okay, and to pray, to have fellowship, communion with him, to surrender your life to him, to be used by him for his glory. He said we're all to go get out there and share the gospel. That doesn't mean we all just join the outreach ministry and go in the streets. That means at your workplace and your daily life, you should be that living epistle. And if you don't know God, you don't know how to hear his voice. He has divine appointments waiting for you. He has the words to give you for that coworker. But because you choose not to pray and seek God, because you're distracted, you're missing the mark. A lot of people say, I'll leave the praying for the intercessors. That's against the word of God. We're called to follow the lifestyle Jesus set. Jesus was known for intercession. That's what he did. He said, the things I do, greater things you will do. He prayed. He got up early in the morning and went and prayed. That was an example we were to follow. We should all be getting up early in the morning and praying. Not saying, oh, it's for the intercessors. Miss Elizabeth is the only one that's going to be praying because she's an intercessor. No, that's contrary to the word of God. We're all called to be intercessors. The word supplication is a noun. It's the action of asking or begging for something earnestly and humbly. We need to be on our faces before God, you know, begging, humbly, seeking him, humbly, making our petition known to him, humbly. Begging. People say, oh, we shouldn't be begging God. Yes, we should. We should be begging him that he's going to move in this city. We should be on our faces saying, Lord God, I want to see the city saved. I want to see my family and friends saved. Too often we sit back and we say, I'm going to let Sister Jean do all the praying. I'm going to let Lazar do all the speaking. That's against the word of God. The Bible says every joint supplies a need. We are the body of Christ. I can't move without you. You can't move without me. If we're not in true unity, what is there? There's nothing. True unity is not just being in agreement. It's being in full submission to the things of God. That's true unity, because then it allows the anointing, which breaks every yoke of bondage, to come out, saturate, and break chains, break the strongholds, and shake things. Let's go to Colossians 4:2. You guys with me? Hallelujah. It says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. The key word there is continue. I, Jason Bushy, I'm going to continue in prayer and I'm going to watch in the same with thanksgiving, which is thanking and praising God for the things that he's doing, whether or not I see them. Can I get an amen? This church is filled in the name of Jesus. But faith without works is dead faith. I speak the word, I stand on the word, I praise and I watch with thanksgiving as this church is filled. But we all need to submit ourselves and say, Lord, what do I need to do? How do I get out of myself? It's not enough to just come here every Sunday and sit. Meanwhile, your next door neighbor is dying and going to hell and burning. Because you choose not to submit yourself to Christ, hear from heaven. You see, I'd rather have divine appointments. I'd rather have one divine appointment than get out there in the streets and try to hand out 1,000 tracts. That one divine appointment through prayer is what changes things. Let's go to Acts chapter 6, verse 4. Put your helmets on. I got a lot of scriptures. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually, somebody say continually, to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And I like it, and to the ministry of the word. He didn't say just pray. He did say pray continually, but he said and to the ministry of the word. That's not just the pulpit. The ministry of the word is in the streets. It's everyday life. This should be a daily activity in our life. As Jason Bush, he prays continually and gives to the ministry of the word. Can I get an amen? Jesus. You know, we all need to be praying continually in our individual lives. But one of the things that I like is one of the books, the book. There was two books I read. One of them that really got a hold of me when I showed myself to God was about, like I said, Leonard Ravenhill. I like what his college teacher had to say at a Bible college. Again, this was written like probably 100 years ago. I mean, the Bible school, he went to the school in the 1930s. This is probably written even before then. But this is what Samuel Chadwick had to say. He said, the one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from prayer. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, from prayerless work, from prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil and mocks our wisdom, but he trembles when we pray. No man is greater than his prayer life. Again, he said the one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from prayer. This was written maybe 100 years ago. What I'm reading to you right now. This was before television and internet and them garbage music that we listen to. How many more distractions are there now than there were back then? We need to be praying against these things. We need to be praying for each other, praying against the distractions the devil's throwing at us. Can I get an amen? Samuel Chadwick also said, there is no power like that of prevailing prayer. How do you know the prayers of a righteous man, they what? Availeth much. That's prevailing prayer. Of Abraham pleading for Sodom, of Jacob wrestling in the stillness of the night, of Moses standing in the breach, of Hannah intoxicated with sorrow, of David heartbroken with remorse and grief, of Jesus sweating as it were great drops of blood. Such prayer prevails. It turns ordinary mortals into men of power. It brings power, fire, and rain. It brings life because it brings God. And this was written, like I said, probably about 100 years ago. This is out of somebody's journal. But this was a man who raised up other men of God who got out there and prayed. And there was outpourings all across England and Ireland and Wales and all over the world. And then one of them came to America. This guy who wrote this knew how to pray and how to teach others to pray. This is what we need to get back to, is prayer. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. See, prayer is talking to God. Sometimes casting your burdens upon Him. It says to cast my burdens upon God. You know, if I'm struggling in an area or having a bad day or frustrated because, God, I see all the things you want me to do. I'm not quite sure how to get them done. You know, I need to cast my burdens upon Him. Because that when we struggle with these burdens we have, we're heavy. He wants to take the burden. He wants to take that weight. Is that the word? That is the word. He says, cast all your cares upon the Lord. Sometimes It's even just making your needs and your requests known to him. You know, financial issue. He knows your needs, but he just wants you to, he already knows, but he wants you to tell it to him. He wants to know you're hurting financially. He wants to know you need a promotion at work. He wants to know the burden and the struggle and the need for your children to have clothes and food or whatever it is. He knows, you just need to tell him. He's waiting for you to speak. He can't move unless you speak. He can't move unless we pray. You know why? Because of the covenant relationship we have. We have to ask. That is indeed the covenant relationship. He can't just provide.